Okay. I just want to follow up with what Chuck said. Can I tell them a secret?
Sure.
Okay. We have been commissioned from the headquarters to recruit young men and young women for a militia. You know what a militia is? Anybody? Who knows? Yes, John.
It's kind of like an army.
Yes, it's an army. It's an army. W, a military. Our commander-in-chief had given us a charge to recruit young men and young women for that army, for that militia. And he has given us to give to you all the benefits that's entailing of being part of that army. When we ask him, well, why should anybody join that militia or that little army? He said, I have given it to you in writing. It's not empty promises. If you join that militia, that army, you'll have your school tuition all paid. Okay? You will enter into a school called the School of God. The tuition is all paid. Now, you need your SAT score to enter into that school. Now, what SAT stand for? You guys who finished high school and went, took that test, help somebody like me. What is it?
Standard Achievement Test.
What's that?
Standard Achievement Test.
Standard Achievement Test. That. What's that?
Scholastic.
What?
Scholastic Aptitude Test.
Thank you, David. You gotta get a big SAT score to go to MIT or Harvard or Yale. But to go to School of God, you need an SAT that is saved and tested. So that's what SAT stands for. Saved and tested. Your tuition will be paid. Now, this is a great school. If you know, if you wanted to know who entered into that school and graduated with honor, I would refer you to Hebrews chapter 11. There are many men and women that entered into that school. They were saved. They were tested. They have a high SAT score. They're great men. As a matter of fact, they are so great that most of them are known in this world. As a matter of fact, many of you were named after these men. Now, nobody named their children after losers, right? Nobody. They usually name them after, nobody will name his son Abraham or Noah or David, you know, because David was no good or Abraham was no good. Even the people of the world. People name their children after heroes. Now, you have all of the graduates of that school in Hebrews chapter 11. They graduated with honor. The people of the world know about them, but you know, better yet, they are known in heaven. When you graduate from that school, that is, the tuition is all paid, the day will come. Now, how many of you sometimes imagine your graduation day, whatever, high school or college, you know, you would think, you would stand up, they call your name, and everybody hear it from the loudspeaker. You'll get upset if the microphone wasn't working or, you know, the battery died or somebody, unplugged it or something. You want everybody in the neighborhood or in the schoolyard to hear your name and to come up. Everybody's clapping for you. And you get your certification that you graduated. And you probably would think it would be great if that microphone will be just loud enough that not only the backyard of my high school or my university, but maybe the whole city, maybe the whole state, maybe the whole country. Let me tell you something. In the day of graduation from that school that I'm talking about, it's not going to be just the backyard of the high school or the neighborhood or the town or the state or the United States. The whole universe will watch as you coming up and receiving your, using the scripture terminology, your crown. Because you are graduated with honor. And you have a high SAT score. You're saved and you're tested. And the tuition is paid. But not only that. When you join that army, my God had promised that He will supply all your needs. Philippians chapter 4. All you need. I think it's verse 2. All you need. Now, the U.S. Army could not do that. And it's a great army. They will pay for your tuition, maybe. Maybe they will take care of your uniform and your shoes and maybe some meals. Maybe they will give you some money for an apartment.
You probably won't like the meals.
And you probably will not like the meals. Here's a veteran. But you know what? He will supply all your need. And that is spiritual, emotional, and physical. If you join that army, and we are going to recruit you in the next few days to join that army, to join that militia, here are all the benefits for you. Now, I have the outlines with me that Brother Chuck kindly put together, and they are great. But you might be sitting thinking tonight, you sound like one of those guys that they come into the high school or to the college and try to tell you to recruit you for the army. And they might sometimes do false advertisement. Guys, I am not giving you any false advertisement. Because my commander-in-chief had given me the book. It's right here. If you don't believe me, that's fine and well. You could check it out for yourself. You could check it out for yourself. It's all in here. Read the manual. It's right here. It's telling you all the benefits you're going to get. Now, if you don't want to join that army, I'm going to tell you what you're going to lose. We're going to study the book of Judges. I want one of you to open to the book of the 1 Kings chapter 6. One of you. I'm going to have a math quiz as part of the School of God. Now, you have your pen and your paper with you, right? First Kings chapter 6. Let's see. Brian, you want to read it for me? Brian, did it.
Whole chapter.
No, just verse 1. Whole chapter.
Chuck will
tell you, because we only have 5 minutes.
1 Kings 6, verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord.
Okay, how many years are there? How many? 400 and? You want to write that number down? 480 years from the time they came out of the land of Egypt to the time the temple was built. 480 years. Let's see who's good at math here. Who took, what is that, calculus? Calculus 3. Okay, 480 years. Now, I need somebody else to open his Bible to the book of Acts chapter 13.